You're listening to WLVR. This is Beyond the Beat. Host Stephen G. Wenmall brings together local journalists for a roundtable discussion about the biggest stories in the Lehigh Valley. This week, a look at social justice. Stephen's guests are Queen Muse, digital contributor at Philadelphia Magazine, Renee Washington, reporter for ESPN and Fox Sports, and Lehigh Valley Public Media's journalist, Stacey Inez. Stephen asks the group about journalists during times of protests.
Newsrooms are talking about whether or not reporters should be voicing their opinions right now or joining protests. Do you think there's a line that's crossed when that happens, or is this movement different? And Queen, I'd love for you to start this.
I don't think this movement is different. And the reason why is because I remember seeing Anderson Cooper when he was covering Hurricane Katrina and how emotional he got. I remember seeing just recently Hoda Kotb, drawn to tears talking about coronavirus. I think something that gets left out when we're talking about the media is that we're humans first, right? And that humanity is going to come through, and it should come through, right? Because we're human beings. And so there are things that are going to evoke emotion in us more than other things, right? And I think that is not a threat to our ability to be objective. And quite frankly, I don't even know if objectivity should be the primary goal right now. I think information gathering and sharing the most accurate information, but worrying about this faux idea of trying not to ruffle feathers and not be involved in something that is so core to our existence, specifically Black reporters, I'm a Black woman first, right? And there's nothing I can do about that. My very existence is political, right? How I wear my hair is political. My skin color when I walk in a room is political. So there is always going to be someone who has a problem with that, right? And that is not of my own choosing. So to say that in my day-to-day job as a reporter, I'm supposed to somehow undo that or erase that, to me is quite frankly just a little absurd and a little impossible.
You said something really interesting. You said your very existence is political. That's not something that a lot of people think or even acknowledge. Renee, could you continue this? Do you think that reporters should be speaking out right now?
When journalists are speaking up, it's because we're angry, we're tired, we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And it's time for change to happen. So in this situation, this is not me bashing one side of politics because I favor the other. This is all of us speaking up because we want to make change in our world. So regardless of our careers, at the end of the day, who we are as people should matter more. And that's why, for me, it is about this is affecting my life, my family, having the fear of my relatives as they're stepping out of their homes, or again, even in their homes, to be treated differently, mistreated, or even killed because of the way we look is terrifying. So it extends beyond my job because it does affect who I am as a person and how I am seen in this world. Because as Queen says, my pure existence is very political.
This is something really interesting, and I know that we here at Lehigh Valley Public Media have been listening and been, you know, working on figuring out what is the best course of action. What do we need to be doing as journalists to help our community? Stacey, I'd love for you to finish this conversation about journalists potentially crossing a line when they speak up about this issue.
Well, I think it's important to understand that if we don't speak up, who will? You know, because we can't sit and wait for someone else to speak for us. At this point in time, as Queen said earlier, it's not about ruffling feathers. Our feathers have been ruffled time and time again, and we have not spoken up in different situations. So there is a time where people have to understand it is our turn to really use our voice. And it's no hate to any group of people. I always try to make that clear that when we speak up and we say things like Black Lives Matter, or we speak about this movement, we're not saying other people are not important. We're not saying that we don't value other lives or that other groups don't matter. What we're saying is we have been trying not to ruffle feathers for so long in this particular industry with us being journalists that now we have to speak up, because if we don't, this problem is going to continue. Now is the time.
Stacey Inez of Lehigh Valley Public Media. Watch Stephen G. Wenmall's full conversation with Inez, Renee Washington, and Queen Muse on Beyond the Beat, this morning at 10 on PBS 39. This is WLVR.